Joining us now to talk a little Sixers, a little Jazz, a little Summer League basketball, Keith Pompey of the Philly Inquirer. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, it's our pleasure. Let's go all the way back to draft day, if you don't mind. And at the top of the draft, the Sixers end up with a guy that maybe a lot of fans didn't know they were going to get. What was the reaction in Philadelphia when Jahlil Okafor was the pick?
Initially, I think people were disappointed. They weren't disappointed because they didn't think that Jahlil is a good basketball player. They were disappointed because everyone wanted them to get D'Angelo Russell. And when he wasn't there, they kind of knew Jahlil was coming. But it was just one of those things that everyone, well, I shouldn't say everyone, but most of the people in Philadelphia were banking on the Sixers having Russell.
Hey, Keith, what's the prevailing opinion? Because I know that people in Philadelphia tend to have a little bit of an opinion about sports with regard to Sam Hinkie. Do they see him as a genius or clinically insane?
It's funny. It really depends on who you ask. I mean, you know, you have, they call themselves Hinkieite, the sons of Sam, you know, and then, so like, these people are, like, I'm not going to call them crazy, but they're crazy. Like, what they do is if you write a bad article, if you write something questioning Sam Hinkie, next thing you know, you best believe that your email is going to be flooded with nasty emails. You're going to get all these nasty comments on your stories. I mean, it's just crazy. But then you have the other ones who are saying, look, dude, we're tired of tanking. You know, we're trying to win. So it's funny. I mean, when you talk about Hinkie, if you really want to get a debate, I mean, just bring up Sam Hinkie's name and you'll get your debate.
Utah Jazz fans recently, especially last year, were asked, be patient, be patient. We're in the middle of this rebuild. Be patient. And most of the fans here bought in and said, all right, things are headed in the right direction. And there was some positivity. Rudy Gobert emerged, and, you know, there were some things to kind of sort of assuage the hunger for Utah Jazz fans for this team to return to prominence. Is that the same message being delivered to 76ers fans? Be patient. This is going to take a minute. And if so, how are they reacting to it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's the same message. Now, the only difference is that you have Rudy Gobert. You know, he was playing, he was raw his rookie year, but he was still playing. And the thing with the Sixers are doing is they're selling guys who aren't playing. I mean, the reason why Jahlil Okafor is getting so much hype back now in Philadelphia is because he's actually on the court. You know, when Nerlens Noel was acquired, he didn't play his rookie year. Last year, Joel Embiid didn't play, nor did Dario Saric, who they traded for at number 12. So it's like people are talking about the future. Now they're talking about Nick Stauskas. Wait till Nick Stauskas comes. Now that's great and all, but if this thing doesn't work out, it's going to get crazy in Philadelphia. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you have Joel Embiid right now who has a foot issue. They don't know if he's going to miss any time this year, and there's a chance that he could also miss the entire season. Right? But he was built up as like the franchise player. Now they're saying, okay, we have Okafor. But then you have Dario Saric, a guy who's overseas. And he may be over there for 3 years. So once he comes over, people are expecting him to be like a superstar. If he's not, you're going to have a problem. Whereas, and then Nick Stauskas, he's a guy who was drafted last year drafted eighth overall by the Sacramento Kings. They didn't want him anymore. They trade him to Philadelphia, so everyone's excited, saying this guy is going to be a great shooter, a great shooter. If he struggles and if these other guys don't pan out in 5 seasons, it's going to be a problem in Philadelphia.
Well, it's high risk, high reward. There's no doubt about that. When are you guys going to know something about Embiid? We've been hearing about this chronic injury and all that other stuff for it seems like a couple of months now. When are they going to know something definitive?
No. 2 weeks ago, they said that they were going to make an announcement in a couple weeks. You know, I made a couple phone calls, and they said, hey, we're still going over a lot of information. When we get it, we'll let the media know. I don't think that is good. I mean, the fact that when you have to go to a not even a second and third doctor, we're talking about a fourth, fifth, sixth doc, you know, six doctors looking at this guy. That is not good. I mean, to me, I'm assuming, and I spoke to several sources who said there's a possibility, a legitimate possibility, that they may just shut him down again. You know, so I'm thinking that, I hate to say I'm assuming the worst guy, but when it takes this long to give an opinion about a guy playing, and we're like a month and a half, 2 months out, it doesn't sound good. So I'm under the assumption that he's not going to play this year.
I mean, obviously, that's devastating because of what it means about a guy you drafted just a year ago. But are fans going to go ahead and bite the bullet, deal with it, because this Okafor thing is now a blessing? Oh, hey, Embiid's not going to be back on the floor, so at least we have a potentially elite big man?
And I think that's what it is. Now, assuming they did get D'Angelo Russell is available at 3, I think there were certain people saying, wow, so, okay, we have the guard, but now we don't have the big.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So it's a little, it's crazy. Now what they're saying is, okay, now we have Okafor, but we don't have a point guard. But, yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's going to be one of those things where right now the fans they're hoping and praying that Okafor pans out so they can forget about Embiid for a little bit and just hope and pray that, you know, he'll be healthy to play down the road sometime.
Where right now in order are the 76ers in terms of Philadelphia sports consciousness? That's a sports crazy town. I got family that live back there. I know that Chip Kelly's got everyone mad about the Eagles. The Flyers have a huge following. Where do the Sixers mm-hmm. fall in the hierarchy?
It's funny. You believe it or not, but right now we did a poll on Philly.com, our website, to see who had the most hits. Our Eagles coverage has the most hits, and below that is the Sixers.
Wow.
So even though people are not going to the games, they're paying attention. You know, they're reading the newspapers. They're watching the games on television, listening to it on the radio. It's just that they're not paying to go see the product. But I think what it is it's because of the hope. Like the guys who we talk about, you know, when they're not here, it's always, you know, like the backup quarterback. He's great. He's the backup quarterback. Wait till he gets in. So I think there's a lot of optimism about the future, you know, because they're looking at these guys. And also the fact that you finally have a draft pick who is playing right now. So everyone is fired up about that.
As we talk a little Sixers basketball here, Keith Pompey winding it down. Before we let you go, Keith, Sixers and Jazz will close down Summer League tomorrow here in Salt Lake City. Just an NBA guy's perspective, the Jazz have been in kind of rebuilding, retooling mode for a few years now. What do you make of the product that the Quinn Snyder's trotting out right now?
I mean, I like the pieces. I mean, of course, they're not going to go, you know, they're not going to go from where they were 2 years ago to a playoff team, especially not in the conference that they're in. But, I mean, I like it. I mean, the thing is, you know, different than what the Sixers are doing, they have the pieces in place. You know, I mean, last year you went out there and got the point guard, and he came back, and he's 10 pounds heavier. Now, I know he was injured in the summer league, but I expect him to play once the season comes around. But I really like it. I mean, I like Hood. I think that they're doing a great thing here. And I think that this will be one of the teams, if the Sixers turn things around, it's going to be one of the teams that the Sixers would have to contend for as one of the elite teams in the league.
That's Keith Pompey, 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter, @PompeyOnSixers. That's Pompey. Keith, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your time here in Salt Lake, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, fellas.